KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak say one person was arrested early this morning on a couple of charges. 24-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III was taken into custody a little after 3 a.m. in the 400 block of East Washington Street. Pierce faces an aggravated misdemeanor charge of first-degree harassment and a felony charge of violation of his probation. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $7,750 bond. I'll have more news after this.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power, but many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday of 33-year-old Kevin Duane Staley. Staley was taken into custody on charges which include two counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and gathering where drugs are used. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. Also arrested Sunday was a 17-year-old Red Oak male and a 21-year-old Kristen Lynn Wilwarding of Omaha. The pair face charges of gathering where controlled substances were used. Kirsten Wilwarding faces an additional charge of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. She posted a $1,000 bond while the teen was released to the custody of his parents. Police in Red Oak say a Red Oak man was arrested early Sunday morning on an OWI charge. 38-year-old John Ray Culbertson was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. on the 1100 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak. Culbertson was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. No injuries were reported following a collision between a semi and an SUV Saturday morning in Villisca. Authorities say at around 10 a.m., a 2004 Peterbilt tractor-trailer driven by 72-year-old Cecil Earl McEwen of Villisca was turning eastbound from Highway 71 onto High Street in Villisca when the trailer clipped the front end of a 2006 Jeep Liberty. The accident happened as the SUV driven by Kathleen Louise Goines of Villisca was waiting at a stop sign at the intersection. The Jeep sustained $4,000 damage during the mishap. A dozen dogs rescued from a Western Iowa puppy mill are now going to new homes. 12 of the 16 Cocker Spaniels sent to the Cedar Valley Humane Society in Cedar Rapids nearly a month ago were put up for adoption on Saturday. Dozens of families showed up at the shelter to adopt the dogs. The Cocker Spaniels were among 87 dogs and one cat rescued from a farm in rural Chiron in Sac County. The carcasses of five dead animals were also found when officials searched the farm on January 25th. Authorities said up to five dogs were stuffed into a 4x4 wire cage that were stacked on top of each other. The Sac County woman who ran the operation has pleaded not guilty to 93 counts of animal neglect. Police in Lamar say a home intruder attacked an 11-year-old girl who was homesick from school. Sioux City television station KTIV reports the 19-year-old man suspected in the attack has been arrested. Police were investigating a report of a burglary a block away from the attack Friday morning when a 911 call from the girl's house was made. A dispatcher reported hearing a girl's screams on the other end of the line. When officers arrived, they found the 19-year-old Lamar's man with the girl in the home's basement. Police say the man had assaulted the girl several times. The girl was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. Youth ages 15 and under may soon be facing nightly curfews in the northern Iowa city of Osage. The city council is expected to consider an ordinance at its meeting today. The proposal by Police Chief Russell Slight said those 15 and under would not be allowed to be out in public or in Osage businesses between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Sunday through Thursday and from midnight to 6 a.m. Friday and Saturday. Slight said it's not unusual to see Osage kids as young as 10 out as late as 4 a.m. He said the city may be a relatively safe community, but times have changed and there are a lot of criminal elements that pass through town in the early morning hours. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Saturday afternoon lifted a water boil advisory for the northern half of Adel. Two separate water samples of the system indicate the water is now safe to drink from the tap. The boil advisory was issued Thursday for a portion of the city north of Green Street, also known as Old Highway 6, after a water main broke. The repair on the water main was completed by early Thursday evening, but since the water pressure was lost during the break and the repair, the boil advisory had been issued until the sampling could take place to ensure safety. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements, Neva Kaiser, age 81 of rural Lewis, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Neva Kaiser will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ross Kunze, age 81 of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Ross Kunze will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Melvin Derry, age 73, died February 27th in a farming accident south of Stewart. A memorial service for Melvin Derry will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Faye Nelson, age 99, of Anita, died Friday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Funeral services for Faye Nelson will be held Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna Madsen, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Donna Madsen will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Campbell, age 86, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kenneth Campbell will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Juanita Sunderman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Juanita Sunderman will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery, 1 mile south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores Stanley, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Dolores Stanley will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Eugene Simmons, age 82, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Eugene Simmons are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Burton Whitrup, age 77, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Services for Burton Whitrup are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.